The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show.
Hey there, dude. Welcome to another episode of our show, The Damon Hahn Show, with your hosts,
us,
and me.
Together again.
Forever. Just today.
And ever. And tomorrow. Wow.
E18! We stuck it out.
E18!
Just two more, and we get to 20.
20, the big 2-0, eh?
And then another two to get to 22.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing.
Another one to 23.
Now you're getting silly.
Welcome, and we're...
How you guys been doing, eh?
We're doing all well.
Thanks for talking over them.
Yes, well, I can't hear them.
No, the sound of silence is not deafening.
Yes! David, what's going on? Any,
Shenanigans?
It feels like we just did a show.
That's because we did just do a show.
Yeah, it was last week, and now we're doing another.
When was it? It was on a Thursday. So a week and a bit. Because it's now Saturday.
A baker's week.
No, a tipsy baker's week.
I stand corrected.
What was the thing, a tipsy Ebert? Does that ring any bells to you?
Possibly.
Tipsy Ebert. I did a thing where the joke was a tipsy Ebert. Oh, what? It was in Malcolm and Twibbs.
Why do you hate that man?
I don't.
Okay.
Should we start over?
No.
Every episode has to have at least me ask that once.
Well, then we're done for this show.
Good
Goodbye,
night.
Everybody.
Good night. what was I going to say about... Oh, yeah, because I'm going away next week to Las Vegas.
Right.
A little joint I like to visit on occasion.
The Las Vegas. Do you plan to do any of the gambles?
Well, I may dabble in a bit of poker. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
You're going to deal some cards? You got to know when to hold them? Know when to show them? Know when to...
Well, I think I know when to hold them. Not sure. Okay, speaking of cards...
Babble. Yes.
In my hand, Han, I have five cards. Each of them has a ESP symbol on them. The standard ESP symbols, whatever that means.
Zener card symbol.
The Zener cards.
Good old Zener.
One is a square...
He was a square.
It may be this one. One is a plus sign. His calculator had a plus sign. We've got a circle, which he
just
was
like
on
the shape
Google.
Of his head. Yeah.
Yeah. Wavy lines.
He loved water.
And a star, because he was a son of a father. See what I did there?
No. I thought it was because he was a ball of burning gas.
Now, Han, I'm going to just hold one up randomly. I'm just showing you the back.
Yes.
When this comes in a video, you'll see how this all works out. Han can only see the back of the card, and I can't even see what it is.
That's true, folks.
So, you're not reading my mind. It wasn't the whole setup of this that you were going to read my mind. But since last episode,
ESP
we haven't
started... ESP goes beyond minds, David.
Okay, well,
it's
I'm going to look at it.
It's beyond sensory.
Because, you know, we made it extra hard last time because we had no minds to read. So anyways, I'm holding up a card. The back is
circle.
Facing Han. No,
circle.
It's
circle.
Not. It's a star. Oh. Han, unfortunately, is not psychic.
Wait, is psychic the same as ESP?
Something like that. I don't know. Whatever.
What's the difference?
One sounds like sidekick. And the other one...
Is there a difference? ESP...
Has to do with urinating.
Well, David, let's find out if you are yourself ESP-ic. And what card?
Well,
am
no, wait,
holding
wait.
Up?
It's wavy lines. Do you know what to look? That is wavy lines.
It is the plus.
I meant.
That's no, like two wavy
two lines. Yeah, they're waving to each other.
Yes.
Okay, we're not
that's
psychic.
That's the waving lines.
One day, maybe. One day.
David, have you heard the news about the new pope?
Yes.
New popes? Black's the new pope? No,
what?
Wait. What's his name? I don't know.
Harry Blackstone,
right. So my fakie five
are we doing Mickey Five.
Yes, we are. Sorry, okay. I let you sing that by yourself.
Trust me, it's better for everyone.
So these are Roman Catholic cities that are very Roman Catholic. Now, this doesn't include Vatican City, which is 100% of the populace is Roman Catholic. These are
100%.
Well, the Vatican City is 100%.
Really?
Yes. They call it Vatican City, but it's I don't know that it's.
There's no like chimney sweep who lives there from Bulgaria.
I mean, it's a country, but it's also like a city. I don't know. According to Wikipedia, it's 100% by all for all intents and purposes.
Maybe according they only to let, Wikipedia.
Maybe they only let Roman Catholics into the city, which is interesting. An idea. But anyway, so I'm going to read off a bunch of cities that are
like how
extremely
many? 10, 20,
five. Because it's Mickey Five.
Okay.
So four of these are very Roman Catholic. They're amongst the top five Roman Catholic cities. And the other city is like at the bottom. It is the opposite of a Roman Catholic city.
Okay.
Sorry, Roman Catholic country. These are countries, not cities.
Oh, whoa. See, suddenly.
Okay, I'm already calling. That makes it a lot easier.
This is already. I'm under protest of this one already.
Okay, well.
Okay. So these are countries.
Four of them are extremely Roman Catholic, above 95%.
And when you say Roman Catholic, you mean the.
Percentage of the population is Roman, considers themselves Roman Catholic yeah. as their religion. Yeah. And the other one is
this
like
is all
the opposite.
Self-reported.
No, they have a blood test. And a fecal test.
Nah, you ruined it and the episode.
So, number one, East Timor.
This is the number one most Rotham.
No, they're not in order.
I know. Well, they are in order.
I learned my lessons from last game.
Fakey five.
Fakest laugh. Number one, East Timor.
Who just laughed? That made it fake. Go on.
Number two, Somalia.
Hold on, no. East Timolia?
East Timor.
East Timor.
East Timor. Number two, Somalia.
Hold on, Somalia. Hold on.
Yeah.
Thinking. I might actually use a bit of thinking in this one. Somalia.
Well, why don't you Somalians. Just hear them all first?
Hold on. No, see, this is your trick. I'm trying to just, when you read them, already in my head, I don't want you to be confused by their ideas.
Okay.
So Somalians come from Somalia, right?
You know what? I'm not at liberty to say. Number three, Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Honduras.
Honduras?
Yes, I have a bit of a bias on this one.
And then number five, Davopia.
Is Venezuela. Venezuela.
Okay, Venezuela.
Okay, so four of these are very Roman Catholic.
And one is very not Roman Catholic.
Yeah.
Somalia, Vatican City.
No, Vatican City is
Canada,
one of these.
West Timor. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to...
Do you want me to read them out again?
I'm trying to... Okay, East Timor... I don't know anything about the country at all. I'm now just thinking, is that something you would throw it? Could that be your fake? But even your fake is just like, was it literally the bottom of the list? Or among the bottoms?
I just blew my nose into the speaker. Sorry. What?
Was your fakey the bottom or among the bottoms?
Among the bottoms.
Okay.
There's a bunch that are like very low percentage.
Okay. Do I take Fakey 5 too seriously?
Well, no.
The answer to the question is you can't. You can never take Fakey 5 too seriously.
I stand corrected.
But we should limit me to 30 minutes on trying to figure this out. Okay.
Okay, so 30 minutes starting now or when you said that?
Okay, so East Timor, I'm just thinking, so you didn't really, I guess you picked one of the losers that would seem like a winner. So
that's what I often do.
You weren't forced to pick the last one. Because I can't see you making up East Timor. But if it was the last one, it would be coincidental. East Timor. That's the one I just know nothing about. So I don't even know if it's on Earth or Mars or anything. Like it's
on Earth.
Okay.
Did I give it away? It's on Earth.
So it's not in heaven, right? Okay.
He's two. Can't speak to that.
Okay, I guess I'm going to just have to think about the other four and then... Okay, so go. So we had Venezuela. Venezuela!
You just go sing about to see if that the answer comes to you. Venezuela.
Is that in South America?
Yes.
Okay. I'm really bad at geography. Venezuela. Somalia. Okay, Somalia is out of the game because it is a Roman Catholic one.
Okay.
So it's not my answer. But very if well. If I already screwed up, then we can just end it right here. I tried this gambit before, right? Are you changing the answers? What are you doing on your computer?
No, I'm just like, I just want to know where some of these countries are because I actually myself don't know.
Venezuela. Venezuela. Okay, what else? Okay, what are the other two? Somalia, Venezuela, East Timor. What are the other two?
Honduras.
Oh, and Dominican Republic. Honduras. Honduras is my answer. Thank you.
No. What? It was Somalia. Somalia is mostly Muslim. Yeah. It's like... It's less than 1%.
Somalia.
Yeah. But it was a good try. College try.
That was hard.
It was interesting because I thought it was too easy.
Right,
I thought it was too easy.
Too easy?
But I guess not knowing your geography helps. I don't know.
Or not knowing anything about religion is not going to hurt.
I just picked it because, anyway, the Pope's all in the news. Everyone's all the Pope. Do you have a fakey five for me?
Yes. This one, this might be easy to you.
This might be easy.
Okay, so you know Crayola?
I do.
Okay.
Oh, so these are crayon colors, and I'm going to pick up the fake one.
Yeah. So they only made 130 colors in their entire history.
Only 130?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or 120, 130, somewhere
in
there.
Seems like there should be more colors.
I know, but... Well, no, these are not the amount of colors available to humans to see. These are just... They're crayon colors.
Oh, okay.
Okay. These have been crayons. For a real one, completely made up. Actually, not really completely made up. Number one. Beaver.
Nice.
Number two, peanutty, or peanutty.
Word.
Number three, unmellow yellow.
Unmellow yellow? Seems unlikely.
Number four, bittersweet. I like adding little tones and voices to this.
How's bittersweet a color?
Number five, magic mint.
Ooh.
Now, when I went through the list, I can't believe any of them were literally colors. There was, white was in the list somewhere, and then, I think brown was somewhere, but I mean, I can't believe, there was, it was so hard to find only four, to pick the best, there's so many wacky colors.
Do you remember when there was that controversy about Indian red?
Yeah.
They got in trouble?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, a bunch of the executives killed themselves over that. I made that up.
Crayola.
Crayola.
Okay, read them again.
This is not a good episode so far. But after the Fakey Five, we're gonna make it the new best episode.
We're gonna spice it up.
Beaver, peanutty, unmellow yellow, bittersweet, and magic mint.
Unmellow yellow seems like it's so incredible. I
how could it even be a color? It's the opposite of a color.
I don't understand how I cannot pick it. It's just, how is that possible? But I'm gonna sway away from it. And what was the fifth one?
Magic mint.
That also is very similar. Okay, and the fourth was bittersweet.
Yep.
Oh God. Okay, I'm gonna pick. No, I'm gonna pick a mellow yellow.
Yes.
No. What was it?
Peanutty.
Peanutty.
The one that probably sounds like the most likely to be a color.
Color. Yeah.
Bittersweet?
What's unmellow yellow?
Actually, they show the colors.
Okay, well, don't show me now.
Okay. Check out our web notes on the website. No. Maybe we'll add just the colors.
How did you get the idea for this one? This is a good one.
I just completely randomly thought of it.
Wow, that was good.
Beaver? That'd be good, a fakey five, colors that also are euphemisms for animals.
David.
Is that it? No.
No.
There's lots more. Lots more coming.
How many minutes
should we,
are we?
Talk to our sponsors?
What's our timage? What's the Timor?
The East Timor right now is 14:50. We have lots of times. Oh, let's do a new segment I just invented right now called Shoutouts.
Shoutouts, yeah.
Shoutouts.
We have a new listener.
What? We do?
Yes. I talked to my mom this afternoon, and she asked what I was doing tonight, and I mentioned I was doing this.
Wait, what?
My
is
mother.
This a shout-out to me or to your mom?
This is a shout-out to our new listener.
Who's our listener?
My mom.
Is it really?
Because she wants to know what I was doing, and then I explained it, and I gave her the website, and I think she emailed me today, and she was listening to episode 6.
She got up to 6?
No, I think she just started with 6, because that She-Ra Law, what's it called?
What?
Okay, I'd have to pull up the email. Oh, I have it right handy here.
She-Ra Law?
What's it called?
Shangri-La?
Shafia Murders. Same thing.
Oh, the Shafia Law.
Yeah.
Sharia Law.
She wrote Shafia. Is that a typo?
No. The family was the Shafia family. But it's about Sharia law.
That's coincidental, I think.
Yes. That fascinated her?
Well, she just started listening. She said, listening to episode 6.
Oh, I see.
So I might get in big trouble soon.
Hi,
or
Mom.
We might have
David's
a new
mom?
Devoted fan.
Nice.
I warned her about the swears.
Is she not big on swears?
I didn't mention that episodes like 3 through 11 had a lot to do with rape. But I'm not pro-rape, as I think I've said.
Yes.
And I don't know, like you don't want your mom listening, right?
No.
No.
I'm pretty sure I don't.
Has anyone in your family, does they know about this?
No. My sister might, but I don't know that she does.
But you don't really want anyone, like this is not...
My sister can listen to it, I don't care. She's a cool
cat. She's 5 now, right?
She's a cool cat, yeah.
She's a cat, a 5-year-old cat, a
so
tabby.
That's... Shoutouts!
Shoutouts! Oh, and let's like... Okay, actually, one other thing is I'm very concerned about Natalie.
Why?
Well, I sent her an email when we posted the previous episode, and I have not heard from her. I'm very...
Why does she have to respond? Why do you pester this woman?
I'm very worried.
She gave us a nice email, and now you're constantly,
what if something
like,
happened to her?
You're centering all
your... You know,
your,
there's mudslides going on.
I am so sorry, Natalie, if you're listening. You do not feel obligated,
Natalie,
to reply.
Please contact me in any way.
Oh,
let's call
God.
Her now.
You, why do you do this? Why do you get so obsessed?
She's
just let her... Leave her alone.
She's a fan.
Leave her alone.
I don't know. I guess
you
fans,
sent all the warning signs to her.
Fans mean nothing to you. But to me, you can't have a fan without...
Let's just have the work speak for itself.
Person.
Rather than having the work
speak for itself. Can't have a fan
speak for
without
itself.
An person, okay?
That's it? That's not a segment.
So that's it for shoutouts?
Or is that another shoutout? Was that a double shoutout?
Let's actually talk about this. So we have... Or we've had...
Are we talking about this?
Yeah, no. I'm just wondering, like, why do we do this podcast? Just an excuse to drink? We don't need excuses to drink.
I do.
Okay. We do it just for the art, right? So the art or the science? I always mix these up.
Both.
Because we have at most three. We literally have 3 people. Like if everything went right in the world, they'd all be listening at the same time. But I doubt it. We have 1 person probably at once ever listening to this podcast. With 3 people total who even know it exists.
What's your point?
Like, we must really like this podcast to keep doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it for ourselves.
For ourselves. For... So we don't even care one bit about these
fools. Except for you,
fools.
Who seems to...
I'm just saying, listeners, it wouldn't hurt to send a card. That's all I'm saying. Okay, the next segment. What do you got?
What, now you have a taste of fame... And you just want to lick that ice cream cone clean. I don't know.
And ice cream. If you can send ice cream, somehow keep it chilled. I don't know how that works.
I prefer...
Do you think UPS has chilled shipping? They must. Like, for X. If you want to ship something cold, frozen, what do you think the options are?
You put it in, like, yeah. You have to put it in like a
No,
thing.
I just wonder if UPS or FedEx has...
They probably do it for medical supplies and stuff. Like, people have to ship... Frozen organs.
I guess it's expensive.
Cold organs. Corgans. Billy Corgans.
Han, your homework for next episode is to find how much it costs to ship a quart of ice cream to New Brunswick. Thank you. Go on.
David, would you rather...
Oh my god, I forgot about would you rather. I don't have one.
That's fine, I'll do mine.
Okay, that's good.
Would you rather one, or A, or I? No. Would you rather have a light on your head that indicated your mood at all times?
Well, how does it indicate it? What do you mean?
So it would be
colored?
Like...
Colored? Is it colored
light? Yeah, it's a color.
Okay.
It's a color light. So, like, whatever your mood is,
I
people can
hat.
Tell.
Can I just cover it with a hat?
Yeah, but it's very bright. But you could wear a hat.
Okay. Or?
Or two, get a nosebleed every time you felt strong pleasure or laughed really hard. So every time you found something really funny, or you felt a real high elation, you would get a nosebleed. And the nosebleed would be proportional to the intensity of the joy you felt.
Honey, are you on drugs right now, to tell me, honestly?
Well... Do you mean caffeine and alcohol?
Oh, shut up. Oh my god, I go with the headlight.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising, because you think you could just cover it all times.
No, but I wouldn't even... Why would I cover it? I'm not hiding my emotions.
Interesting. So, that would be helpful.
Does it indicate if I have a boner, though? Is that like...
Well, it depends on how you feel, I suppose. I don't know.
Although it'll be obvious to anyone seeing, because of my large... showmanship. What? Whatever. I don't want nosebleeds all the time. Like, it's messy. It's expensive. Forget it.
So you don't care that people
can
see how
you
feel.
Like, I could be like... I could be on the news. I can make money somehow from it, too. How is that bad? Like, if I'm mad at you, it'll just go green? Green with mad?
It's a minor inconvenience that people know exactly how you feel. Maybe when you're playing poker, people can be like...
I'll wear a hat, thanks.
Okay, well.
I'll wear some sort of opaque shield if I'm playing poker.
Like Professor X?
It's fun. It's also fun. It sounds like fun.
Professor X from X-Men?
Yeah, that's exactly what I do. I would contact Captain Picard and see what is up.
Fine. Do you have another segment to share with the lot
of us? How about we do... who's still listening? Put up your hand. Do you see anyone? How about... we do one of the new segments to those listeners still listening.
I thought you just did a segment. I thought that's what a shout-out was.
No, that was a surprise.
That was a shout-out?
I'm going to do one of my... Well, rarely will we be able to do shout-outs, trust me. Okay. That may have been our only shout-out. Let's compose it. Let's send... what's her name? Natalie an email. Just ask if she's okay.
No, don't. Don't. Don't do that now.
Did you do something to Natalie?
Why do you do this? You do this to every... You... Okay.
Okay, so we have two new segments.
Okay.
I'm going to reveal one of them now, and then we'll do it, and you can tell me what you think.
Disgusting.
This one is called... I have it in all uppercase. Ready? Three cool facts about one thing.
Okay.
So I'm not going to tell you three cool facts about one thing.
What's the one thing? Or is it thing?
This this episode's thing is elephants. So this is not a puzzle. It's not a game. We don't both do it. It's just... Ready?
No.
Elephants don't like peanuts. Did you know that?
Is that true?
These are facts.
All elephants. According to, I find it hard to believe that all elephants don't like peanuts.
They don't eat them in the wild, and zoos don't feed them to their captive elephants.
Yeah, but does that mean that elephants wouldn't enjoy them if you brought them some nuts?
Well, Han, why don't, that's another homework assignment. Can you feed an
How
elephant?
How is it a fact?
They don't like peanuts. That's a fact.
Okay.
Listen, we can take the.
I find it very dubious.
So did you're you get skeptical. It
from, was Wikipedia your source for this fact?
No, it was like funsciencefacts.com.
Well, that seems... That's a very dubious
name.
No,
funkidsfacts.science.
Also... oh, dot science.
Number two. This one probably is more believable, or at least provable. Female elephants live in groups of about 15 animals, all related and led by a matriarch, usually the oldest in the group. She'll decide where and when they move and rest day to day and season to season. So it's like a big sister or something? Your mom? I don't know.
Right. It's just like designing women.
Yeah. Actual size for Delta Burke. And number three. I don't know if this is cool, but just visually it's just interesting. Should I call it interesting facts? Anyways. Some farmers in Kenya protect their fields from elephants by lining, I don't think it's literally lining, the borders with beehives.
Beehives?
Yeah.
Elephants don't like beehives?
Most people don't really like beehives.
Well, how does the elephant, I guess, can hear the bees?
Or they just go towards it, see bees, and leave. Like, it's just, matter of fact, it's not that interesting, eh? Because, like, I guess the point here is elephants don't like bees.
Gosh.
But I would think maybe they're
really cool?
Maybe they're high. Okay, so again, these are just, we're not going to keep these.
I'm just throwing, let's just call it a three.
I'm just throwing shit out.
Okay.
Sorry, Mom. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Then there was a second sentence of this fact that said, and as a bonus, they earn extra money from honey. But I thought that was stupid.
Stupid.
It's kind of not really related to the fact. Okay, do you have
God.
How about you give me a new segment suggestion?
Okay, my segment is called Remember the Time. Remember the Time. So,
Remember the Time.
I've already prepped David with this one, but anyway, I'm going to still say it. Do you remember Bloom County, the comic? And David's response?
Wait, so I just say yes or no, and then we move on?
Well, we can talk about it if you do remember it.
Remember it. Yeah, I remember it.
You remember Opus the Penguin and Bill the Cat? And
yes.
And
Bill the Cat said ack?
Yeah, that was his thing.
Yeah.
And
quite the thing, eh? Twibbs does much more.
I was just thinking about it today, and it's like...
But you raised a good point. You raised a good point. Catchphrases for Malcolm and Twibbs. They don't have any yet.
Yeah, no.
Go on.
Malcolm and Twibbs is David's personal little comic. You can find it on the web at malcolmandtwibbs.com with two B's on Twibbs.
And I'm going to say that without mumbling. Malcolm and Twibbs with two B's .com /
I realize I need a translator
no.
If you want to try to understand my...
Okay, so what?
Try to parse my
speech. The penguin, the cat.
But here's the thing. Like, I used to read Bloom County in the newspaper. And as I've gotten older... I can't read comics in newspapers anymore. They just aren't funny or amusing. I just want to shred up the rest of the newspaper. They're just so annoying.
Hold on. How much of the newspaper has you shredded up so far?
Well, it depends on...
Because you said you want to shred up the rest of the newspaper.
It depends on whether I'm doing number one or number two. That makes it different.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Oh, my God. How slow is that clock going?
Do you remember reading newspaper... comics?
I read newspaper comics on Tuesday.
You still do?
I agree, they're not funny. Whatever the current, like, whatever happened to the last, like, Bizarro? What happened to Bizarro?
I know. Bizarro was, like, supposed to be the next Far Side, I felt, but it's totally not anymore.
No, but it's not even, no, it's not, I haven't seen it in...
It just disappeared.
First of all, every comic now has, it's a dog, a cat... and a squirrel somehow.
Or a man, and he's just talking to some lady at a desk, and it's not funny at all.
It's called Man at Desk. Well, no, but I understand exactly what you're saying, and I don't...
It's like all the comics have been so mellowed to the point where they're just not funny to anybody.
But hold on. Is it just because we're older now, and it's like, in my day, comics... Like, are they the same enjoyment for people now? Kids, teenagers, young teens now?
Well, it's true that, like, if I look at, like, Dagwood, I used to read Dagwood when I was a little kid, but when I try to read it now, it's like,
these are,
like, so sexist and stupid. Like, it's just, I can't read these anymore.
Yeah, I don't know, because I think I'm leaning more towards kids find these funny. It's just the type of humor changes. Although, that's not true, because when you look at the old Bloom County, are they funny still?
They're still totally funny. Well, think about Far Side. Far Side was hilarious, and And what's that one? The Tiger Calvin and Hobbes. That was amazing. Like, that is timeless. Those comics. Those are timeless. It just seems like there's
Let me just think for a second. So we look back at those ones we loved and still love them. So does that could that possibly mean?
Yeah, it's quite possible we're
kids
being
now
biased.
Will look back at these. Or should we ask kids if they like these comics? Is it possible that no kid, like, they're really not funny and hardly anyone likes them? Is that possible?
Well, it's all, well, here's another thing. I used to read Garfield, and when I read Garfield now, it's like the dumbest thing. I don't, like, why did I buy all these books?
Oh, my God. I don't know if I can do the podcast with anyone who has bought Garfield books.
I was a kid, man. I was a little kid who thought
you were
a fat cat
kid.
Was funny, who ate lasagna, and I love lasagna. And it was very easy to draw Garfield.
Okay. You were drawing Garfield? Did you fill in for Jim Davis when he was on a holiday?
Well, I can't really speak to that, but...
You just did.
Whew! So that was Remember the Time.
Remember the Time.
Have you a new segment for us to try out?
Let's see what we got here.
All right.
You know our segment, A Time to Hate?
Do I ever?
Do you have a time for hate for today?
I do, but I don't know if
but
I
don't do it yet. Because this segment is called A Time to Joke.
A Time to Joke? Okay.
See, it's the opposite. It's to bring up after
what?
The bring down of A Time to Hate.
So the opposite of hate for you is joke and not love? Or
that's correct.
Like?
What's this word love? I don't understand. And here, what you do on A Time to Joke is you just find a stupid joke on the internet and you say it.
Okay, so you're going to read me a joke.
Now, in my head...
Is this a joke?
Originally, when I thought of this idea...
Not funny.
It was going to be like a funny joke, but then I just went with whatever was available. But I kind of like this one. It's terrible and genius at the same time.
I don't
Ready?
Know, I don't know what to prepare for.
What did the farmer say when he couldn't find his tractor?
Where's my tractor?
That's correct. Have you heard that one before?
No.
Okay, that's the joke.
That's the joke?
Yes. See, you said a joke answer, which turned out to be the joke.
And who's enjoying this?
The joke being that instead of being a joke, it's a literal answer to the question. So there's a joke. It's funny.
Would your nose be bleeding right now or not?
I know I'd have a red light on right now.
Disgusting.
Han... Oh, I guess you have your second suggestion?
Well, you can do your thing either.
No, I was going to do Dangerous Wager.
Oh, Dangerous Wager. Scary.
Let's do it right now. Ready?
Yeah.
This is a simple one.
Okay.
So, if you guess this right, or answer correctly, I give you $1 million. I don't have it now.
Right, I understand.
I would owe you $1 million. I would give you whatever I can right now. It'd be a lifetime of me just giving you money.
But the odds of me getting it are like...
No, don't say that.
Very low.
I disagree.
Okay.
I believe
my odds aren't high.
I don't know about that.
Well, less than 50%.
Yes. Speaking of less than 50%, this is a purely mathematical one. It's simply, I'm thinking a number, I've written down a number, I've typed out a number between 1 and 500,000. So this is already a great opportunity to win $1 million.
Right.
If you give me $1 right now, this would be a great game. But you're not even giving me a dollar.
So does that include 1 and 500,000 or not?
I'll help you along. It's between those two numbers. So it doesn't include those. So now you have a 1 in 499,998 chance. Now here's... Look at this. In subsequent episodes, I'm going to keep reducing that down until it's 100,000.
What?
This is a series of dangerous wagers where the odds are going to keep getting better.
I see.
This is your best chance in life to be rich. So, the number between 1 and 500,000, Han, what's your guess?
37665.
37,665? It was 37,640. No, it was 2,738.
I should have went lower.
Wow, that was dangerous.
DangerousWager.com
/ intro.html
Squiggly line
Tilde?
D. Noble. Tilde?
Thanks for giving my last name.
But not the spelling.
Okay, well, I might as well do my other stupid segment.
All right.
Then we can get to the good stuff.
Very well.
Celebrity quotes.
Celebrity quote.
Now, this is a thing you never really liked, but you don't really hate anymore. It's just a sad challenge where it's just a random guess and you always are wrong, basically.
I don't hate it like when a hummingbird runs into me and falls on the ground. Why would that make me hate it?
I like how you're a little extra silly this episode. Are you extra tipsy or just extra silly?
I can't tell.
Or do you have diarrhea?
Still thinking.
There's a theme. My new thing is always have a theme. And this week's theme is...
I like to call it the me.
Burt Wonderstone.
Oh, right. Yes.
You mentioned... No, you didn't mention anything. We were talking about that movie, and I said I want to see it, yada, yes. Yada. So the three stars, or three
starring
of the stars
Steve Carell.
In the film, Steve Carell, Jim Carrey, and Steve Buscemi.
Yes.
One of them said the following quote, and you have to guess who. Now, there's a square bracket on here. On asked about his personal... What? On being asked what his personal motto is... So okay. He's asked what his personal motto is. Steve Carell, Jim Carrey, or Steve Buscemi. Hey, there's two Steves. One of them said, always turn your wheels in the direction of the skid.
Buscemi. Steve Buscemi. Am I wrong?
No. Yeah, you were wrong. It was Jim Carrey.
Why do I always lose on these things?
Because you suck!
Yeah. I'm not feeling this episode, I gotta say.
Should we start over?
Okay.
Han.
Dave.
We're starting over.
David, I have a new word. Or phrase, but it's a new word.
I was gonna say or phrase, but then you ruined that. Okay, Han, what is your new word or phrase?
My new word...
Hold on, mine is so bad. Can I go first? Because I don't want to end with mine.
Okay, fine.
Because yours is clever, it's thought-provoking...
It's original.
It's original. Whatever. Mine is disgusting, pathetic...
Offensive.
It's very offensive. Like... Mom has to turn this off for 1 minute now.
All right.
God, I don't even know why.
Please speak it.
Okay, my new word or phrase is cuntiferous. And it means, like, great sex. Like, wow, she was cuntiferous. I guess providing great sex. She was cuntiferous tonight.
So wait, can it only be between a man and a woman?
Or a woman and a woman.
And a man
It's speaking about a woman.
Speaking about sex of a woman.
Cuntiferous. Yeah. To be cuntiferous means to offer your vagina in a pleasing sexual encounter.
So women are cuntiferous?
Yes, they are.
Or no, can women the are. Act be cuntiferous?
Both. It's flexible. Go on. What's yours?
Mine is not nearly as fun as yours. Mine is just appalicious, which just means...
Fun. We have an ishous and ifalicious.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking when you did yours.
This is creepy ishous.
Anyway, mine's applicious.
Applicious.
Which just means a very good app. Like you've come across an app.
Wow.
And you just
I shouldn't have went first.
Yeah.
I just totally ruined yours.
I know, you did. that's the extent
I'm so
of mine.
Sorry. Especially to Amanda. No, Nicole. What's her name?
Stop it.
No, what's your name? Hold on.
It's Natalie.
Natalie. Sorry, Natalie. For many things. I just hope you're okay. Please, fax, call, anything. Just let us know.
But why? Why would she do that?
Why would she let us know she's okay? Because she cares about us.
Then you reply again and you expect another reply from her and starting this endless chain of replies? There's no need.
How's one, two,
she
and then three endless?
It's like a postcard. She sent it to you, and that's it. Just let it go.
Why do you have to, like...
Where were you on the night of... I don't know, you're acting very suspicious about Natalie. Okay.
What? No, I think you're pestering her too much. I think you're making the episodes into a Natalie thing now. I wasn't happy about the Ryan things either.
I'm wondering who you have in your basement right now.
Who don't I have?
I guess I'm wondering the same thing.
That's true.
Wow. This is bad. And my mom's listening. Actually, this is in episode 6.
Do you have a good segment that you'd like to, like, get in here so we can, freshen our breath?
Didn't I have something? Skeptical Blather.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have one?
No, you do yours.
Okay, I'm just going to finish this drink, so I want you to tell us about your cats for 30 seconds.
What?
Just tell us.
I'm not going to tell you about my cats.
Okay, do something for 30 seconds. For 15 seconds.
Well, I can talk about my other new segment, which is, am I the only one? And while I'm doing that, I'm like scratching the chin. And so the segment is about like things I find curious about the human condition, and I wonder if I'm the only one who notices this. So, am I the only one who...
Hold on, at the end do I announce whether I also am one of them, and then we know...
Well, you can definitely comment on what I say.
No, I'm just going to answer if I'm also one.
Okay, sure.
But it's all about you.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
Am I the only one who, when I put my hand in front of my forehead, I actually feel like a little buzzing sensation, like, on my forehead? Am I the only
am
one
I
who
on
feels
the mic
that?
Right now?
I don't know.
See,
if
I've
you
lost...
Are.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't, so you may be the only one.
That was, am I the only one? Your nose is so bleeding right now.
What?
No, just kidding.
Actually, if you're the only one, you can ask Natalie in your basement tonight if she also feels that way.
You speak as if I keep a basement. should I do a nerd alert, or are you ready for your thing?
Oh, no, I was going to... I'm good. Am I on? Mike, hello. Testing. I don't see... Say something.
Hello.
Okay, I'm on, Mike. Also, I could have just glanced at the switch, but I... Okay, ready? Okay, dangerous? No. Where are we here?
Son of a...
Okay, skeptical blather. Ready?
Yes.
Okay, so I listened to some podcasts... And I listened to this one that's funny to me called Skeptico. I think I mentioned, we talked about this before.
Is this the Australian guy?
No, this is a kind of a believer.
Right, this is not this, like, the opposite of skeptic as we understand it.
Like, it's entertaining, the guy is, like, he's likable, whatever. But he always brings up this one thing that I'm curious about. He always talks about materialism. Do you know what materialism is?
Materialism, is that just a belief that everything we see is the only thing that exists? Like there's no,
I'm not sure.
There's no spirits.
Yeah, well...
There's no ghosts.
Materialism, I think, is like matter. There's real matter.
Yeah.
Matter exists, right? Yeah. Like, this table exists. It's material. Without us in this room, it's still here.
Yes.
Without anyone in the world or anyone existing, there is this matter here now.
Okay.
So, this fella, Alex, and his guests and stuff, they talk about materialism as if it's a hilarious joke that has been disproven, and anyone who believes in it now is an idiot. Do you know anything about this stuff?
Well... I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Hold on, is materialism dualism, and what's the other opposite of materialism? Nothingism?
I forget. I know dualism is like, there's
there's some matter, and then there's some...
There's matter, and there's also like secret spirit stuff going on elsewhere. Not secret, but there's like intangibles.
Really, yeah, there's intangibles, but we both don't know the name for the one that's the opposite of materialism.
I feel like you should have looked this up.
Yeah, you're right. I should have looked
this
up.
But anyway, so what's your skeptical topic blather?
No, just when he keeps saying that materialism is dead and it's a silly notion that has been disproven, what do you think about that?
Well, does he ever actually provide the arguments for why it's dead?
No. But I'm sure he could point you that direction. His whole thing is consciousness survives death.
Which is funny, because how does he know that?
Well, there is irrefutable mountains of evidence that's basically settle that question.
Is there?
According to him, there is. But his... I think we talked about this before, but like his evidence is basically people being interviewed... People who believe in life after death being interviewed after they had a heart attack and then were resuscitated.
Right, so they have these,
saying
like,
that,
these experiences
that
where
you guys were reviving me. How would I know that unless I was, you know...
Yeah, but of course they're... I think Stephen Novella talks about this. Dr. Stephen Novella, he talks about this, which is, of course, they can think these things because the brain happened to be turned on at this point, and it filled in all these memories for them during that time when they were coming back alive. They didn't have any of those. Nothing was going on when they were actually brain dead or the brain was having no activity in it.
But from what I understand, this set of interviews from these people is basically the core evidence of this consciousness survives death.
Which is fallacious.
Fallacious.
I mean, it's... Yeah. Well, that's just... That's not really proof at all.
But
that's what I'm saying.
When I say that materialism is dead, it's a silly notion that scientists have moved on from. Like, is this new to you? You're like, I thought things did exist and shit. Are you...
I think I might be materialist. Like, there's nothing special about, you know, people. There's no spirit. It's just your brain fills in all those details and builds this world for you. There's no soul. There's no... Your mind is just a bunch of chemical processes going on. Really interesting chemical processes, but it's still... There's no magic to it. Is that... Does that answer your question? I think it's fascinating that we are just a bunch of, like, organic matter, and we have this illusion that we're very special things, but we're actually just, like...
Yeah, I don't think we're special. Especially you. Especially you, can I say that?
Especially me. You can say it.
I just did.
I just think... No, it's...
But doesn't
the
phrase especially mean, in a special case, you are not special? Which is...
Possibly.
Possibly.
So wait, that was...
Why does this episode suck so much? Can we try to pinpoint...
Why is that your entire skeptical blather? Because all of our jokes fall flat. But that's
what all of your jokes fall flat, I understand.
When I say our, I mean me.
Yeah. That was basically it. I was curious if you... So you're like, I never heard anything about materialism being... Like, all scientists, like, have discounted materialism...
I thought materialism was, like, that is the scientific view.
It is.
Okay.
But not according to Alex Tsikaris.
So, are you just making fun of Alex? Are you just, like, you want to point out that it's interesting that he...
No, I want to ask someone else who, like, there's no one, like, generally in my life who I can ask these questions. Like, I wanted to know just, hey, other guy who knows a bit about science and skepticism... This no materialism is a bit nutsy, right? And then
yeah,
so I asked
it is
you.
Nutsy. I think it's nutsy, and I think it's like you're missing. To think that there's this extra thing is like you're fooling yourself, and you're missing out on the great mystery, the great wonder of knowing that you are just a bunch of chemicals and stuff put together, you know, evolved over millions of years, and you're able to have these thoughts and all this stuff going through your mind and this consciousness. Which is all just chemicals and, you know, reactions going on all the time. It's quite fascinating.
Okay, let's talk about Dracula.
Yes, Dracula. Good old Drax.
We've had this segment called How to Impress Dracula. Han never liked it from the beginning.
Well, I do get a lot of laughs out of it.
No, but we've been retired.
We're thinking of retiring it.
No, we've wanted to retire it for years now.
Okay.
By years, I'm saying like 2013, 2012. Those are already 2 years with an S. See what I'm doing there?
2013's not quite done, but okay.
No, but in this year, we wanted to retire it. Last year, that's already so many
years.
That
was my New Year's resolution.
No, it wasn't. Wasn't your New Year's resolution to stop lying so much? Okay, so I'm going to give the final How to Impress Dracula, and then we're retiring this stupid, stupid thing.
Unless we come up with a really funny one.
Yeah, that's always the case. This might not be a funny one, but this is a clever one. Okay, ready?
Clever.
How to Impress Dracula. Engineer a fungus or bacteria that kills garlic crops. What do you mean?
Kills garlic?
The point is we want to eliminate garlic from the earth.
Oh, my God.
He'd like that, eh?
Don't you like garlic toast?
We're impressing Dracula, not keeping ourselves satiated.
Oh, man, you're just destroying so much cuisine.
Listen, we have to make... what's the word?
Dracula?
we have to make sacrifices to please Dracula.
Yeah, but I thought those sacrifices would be virgins and...
Whatever. He would love it, eh? If we got rid of the world's garlic supply...
He could travel freely.
I'm saying, whatever. Okay, that's the end of that segment. So, Han, what do you hate?
I'm not going to do my time to hate. I'm going to do a nerd alert.
Nerd alert!
Nerd alert!
Nerd alert!
So, this is...
Nerd alert! One of the funniest things from the last episode, the part I heard, was when you were trying to talk... And I was just singing the topic in different ways over and over again.
Which one? Was that Bookie Luck?
Maybe.
Yeah. That was aggravating funsies. For me. Funny for fun. You to hear, but for me, it was aggravating.
I'm pretty sure Nicole... What's her name? Why can I...
Because you don't care.
Why is Nicole and Andrea the two names in my head that aren't her name?
Who are those people?
I don't know. Andrea Norton? Martin? Remember Andrea Norton?
Andrea Martin?
Norton.
Who's Andrea Norton?
Science fiction writer.
No. What does she write?
I think you have one of her books in your frickin' wall.
Andrea Norton?
Andrea Norton.
No.
You know Andrea Martin.
Yeah, the comedian.
Thank you.
She's funny.
Nerd alert. SCTV, come on, SCTV.
My nerd alert is, in this modern age, 2013, very, very modern.
Now, when scientists dig up... What was it? Remember last when they look at this 150 years from now, they'll laugh when they hear 2013, the new. Go on.
I know they'd be like, iPhone Touch.
Someone should go back to every episode. Someone should go through every episode, every segment, everything we ever talk about, and count how many times I do not interrupt you.
You do not, or you do?
Do not.
Why do not?
No, because I do so much.
How would they count the do nots?
Here's an example. If I do not interrupt you, then that's a do not.
Oh, I see. So if I...
It's going to be a low number, is my point.
If I'm able to speak a whole sentence without you stopping
me. Or the whole segment without me interrupting you. Anyways.
So my nerd alert is...
Because I've interrupted you every time on this thing so far.
I know. Now that you've mentioned it, you've made it a point to interrupt me before I can finish a sentence. So I got to rush them out. And my nerd alert...
But you talk quickly. It's extra bad.
Okay. Is regarding, in this day and age, internet security is so important. And so we have logins for everything. Every website you go to, it's like, create an account with us. Or use one of your secure accounts with us. Trust us. Give us your Facebook. Or give us your Gmail. Right? And it's like, I don't want to do that. I want to get access to those services, but I don't want to go through the rigmarole of remembering another password or writing it down somewhere. Or
a time to hate and nerd alert combined into one.
They tend to combine.
A time to nerd.
A time to nerd. So What I used to do, I can reveal this now because I don't use this method anymore, which, and it was super unsafe, was that all my, like, throwaway passwords were the same password. Like, if it was an account that I would, like...
Like, for some message board, right?
Yeah, and I just want to do, like, a couple of messages. I just want to follow a thread. And I would create one account, and I would always have the same password.
What was it?
It was whatever.
Whatever. Clever. Go on.
Yeah. And I would use a couple of... Depending on how important the password the site was, like if it was money, I had a different password. If it was email, I have another password or something. Whatever the level I deemed appropriate, I would have like four passwords.
So things that were extra secure would have the same extra secure password?
Yeah. So okay. All my bank passwords were all the same, essentially. Okay. Because it's like it's such a hassle.
Two banks you had?
But I mean, the bank passwords would be very complicated.
Was
whatever,
it bank 123? Just tell me right now.
No, it was 123 Thor.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah, but it's very hard to find the free key.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so... I guess last year, or... Yeah, I guess it was 2012. I started using KeePass. And I don't know how many people know about KeePass, but KeePass essentially is like...
Oh, I know. Like, when you're, like, skateboarding, you put knee pads on to protect your knees.
So KeePass is a very secure... password keeper. You have one master password. You
is
can make it
Natalie?
As complicated as you want.
Natalie was the name?
It keeps your like a file of all the websites you have accounts with and all the logins and all the passwords, and it generates those passwords for you if you want. So the you just copy and paste all the login and password, and so whenever you go to any website, you have a unique, super secure password that you don't have to memorize. You just log into this KeePass program, and then you pull it, you copy and paste it from there.
Okay. I accidentally was handling my phone, and I archived my notes for the show. So I was looking to see how to get that back. Like, I don't even know how on this app. So I missed what you said. Okay, wait. So... Just start over quickly. I know I can listen to this later, but just quickly. No. So you had all the different passwords, and then your solution was. Just go from your solution. Go.
What are we talking about?
You had all these passwords, your banking password. I just missed the last 30 seconds.
So my alternative is I got. That system was super insecure, and
right?
I got almost burned on it a couple times.
You were hacked and shit. Okay,
yeah.
Go on. But then.
So I decided, okay, so I got to figure out, there's got to be a better way. And the better way is to use the program called KeePass.
Okay.
It's KeePass. It's for Windows, for OS X, it's an app, it's on Android, whatever.
Okay, it's on everything.
It's a vault that holds all your passwords.
A vault.
Well, it's a secure file. It's a program that keeps your...
So isn't there one, there's been other things like this, right? There's something that, 1Password, something called 1Password?
Yeah,
password
this is, well, this is the one I use.
Okay.
And it's secure, and
it's a master
password to get in, and it keeps a list of all the websites and their logins and passwords.
But what passwords are you using on these things?
Now I switched them all up, so they're all different passwords on each website.
So
when I go to Facebook, I don't know what the password is. I have no idea what it is, actually, because I don't bother memorizing
it. You intentionally made it at one point.
Yeah, I copied.
Did it tell you what to do, or you made one up and stored it?
Well, the program has, like, let's generate a really long password that's secure. So you just click that, and it gives you a random string, and you copy and paste it from that into, you know, your browser or whatever. It's really cool program also, because you copy and paste, right, it actually clears your copy and paste after, like, 10 seconds. So you don't accidentally have it in the memory of the computer that you're using.
But if you're using it on your phone and you're like,
and if the use the phone version, then it has a like a secure pass. Like if you haven't used the app for a while, it'll ask you for the password and a special other login for the phone, especially. So it's a very strong crypto, and the files, of course, themselves are secured.
Ooh, spooky.
Yeah. I would totally suggest this to people. Like you can create really strong passwords.
But if you forget the master password, what happens?
Well, you're screwed. You're screwed if you forget.
Like you should just kill yourself, is it the point?
Well, I think so.
No, I heard that the cool thing, like the best passwords now are just a bunch of random like words or just a sentence in words, like I like to eat cake.
Right, but then you have to remember
and
you still have a memory.
I do like to eat cake.
You you still have to remember like a sequence of words for all your websites or whatever. Or if you someone hacks into one of them somehow, then they have access to all of them. This way, you have different passwords for all your things. Like, no. I literally
have,
like, 30.
I'm going to try to see if I can get my notes back. Although we're at 59 minutes, we might have to just wrap this up. Although I want to see what my thought
key
was.
Pass.
Key pass. Key passa.
Oh, very good, thank you.
That's
what key pass means. How are you doing?
Oh. How do you get to... I want to go to all mail.
Well, I assumed you would, David.
Sent. This is like... I literally lost my notes because I archived them. But I do remember now what my my nerd alert. I have a nerd alert and a time to hate. No, I forgot my time to hate.
Why don't you do the time to hate? Those are more amusing.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, though.
What's your... What?
Okay, my nerd alert. We're at an hour.
Okay, nerd alert and then parting thought.
Okay, my nerd alert is basically... I had an iPhone. So from previous episodes, you'll know that I had an iPhone, and then I switched to Android. So I went to the Android Galaxy S3, which is bigger than the iPhone 5. People say, oh my god, it's so huge.
And then they see your phone.
Then I switched from that to the Galaxy Note 2, mostly because it had a better battery life.
So you're talking about the S3 and now the Note 2. These are both Samsung devices.
Yeah, both larger and then even larger than the iPhone 5. And everyone would make jokes about my Note 2, like, oh my god, what is it, a laptop, you stupid head? And all this, and like,
is this everyone... time to hate or nerd alert?
It's nerd alert.
Okay.
Everyone's making fun of me all the time. Every day, even like yesterday, I think someone like said some stupid joke, whatever.
Because you wear it on a fanny pack.
No, that's incorrect. And it's not that big, whatever. But here's the thing. It's too big. Because...
It is too big?
Yeah. I've been defending about how big it is and how... Because here's the thing. A bigger screen is always better.
Yeah, it looks better. You see more.
You see... it's yeah, everything's better. But using it with one hand is impossible after... Like, it's too big to use with one hand.
Because your thumb doesn't reach across the screen.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't type with one hand. Like, I literally can't get to, like, past here. So if I need to get over here... I'm showing Han just areas in the phone.
Right.
So, and I thought I would rarely use it with one hand, but in real life, you often use one hand. So I'm looking now for a smaller Android phone.
Wow. But is that the only part of it that's... It's because you want to reach... Is it because of the keyboard, or is there other situations?
Mostly the keyboard, mostly typing. But there were some other times when I just couldn't get to something as I was... Like, Google search, I can't reach, like, the top bar to click in there and
so
stuff.
So you've hit upon the magical limitation, which is thumb reach.
Yes. Which I knew about already, but I thought, oh, I'm using two hands all the time. I'll just use two hands. But in real life, you can't use two hands as much as you think you could use two hands.
It's actually really convenient not to.
So, well, then there's more, like, so I saw a really neat one, but then I found it's really old, but it had... Whatever, it has more buttons. We'll talk about that another time. Buttons. It's already a minute, an hour and three.
Okay, what's your parting thought?
Hold on. Let's just... let's do a new segment called... Chillax. What have we just done? So...
We've done E18.
We did E18.
We spewed...
You didn't quite like it, right? Like, there's something missing in this one.
I think it's... Maybe it's the environment. Maybe it's the alcohol.
Not enough? Too much?
I don't know. Maybe it's because it's... You know, St. Paddy's Day?
It's not. It is now. Well, we're in a different venue. We're at an office.
Yeah.
I don't really think this is part of it. Maybe it's because we just did an episode. That's the biggest factor.
That's a big factor. I think last time it was a good episode because we were so elated. It was like, back in the old captain's chair.
And now we're like, oh god, this shit again?
It's like a job.
So I've only said the shit word so far, right? So I haven't said the F word.
You said the cunt word.
I said cuntiferous. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
So my mom is semi-okay with this. I didn't go all out.
I
I didn't say the N-word, right?
I don't know.
You know I didn't say the N-word.
But you did.
Yet.
Does that include your shirt you're wearing?
An hour and 5 minutes is pretty much our longest episode time, right?
It's about right, yeah.
We haven't got an hour and 10 minutes.
No.
Okay. So we should wrap this up. I'll give you my parting thought.
I don't have one, so.
Oh, God. My parting thought from memory is... I know what it is. I don't know how it was worded exactly. It was something like,
quote?
Always walk on escalators.
Oh, God. You already did A Time to Hate About This.
Did I?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's why you should have had one. Because there's two reasons. One, of course, is...
So you're just going to do your Time to Hate right now again?
No, this is not... Did I forget my Time to Hate? This is why this is the worst episode ever. Of 2013, right?
Yeah.
And again, the people from the 150 years in the future are like, 2013. Because, first of all, if you walk on an escalator, you're burning calories. It's healthy. You can live longer just for that. No, I'm explaining why. Oh, no, that was my... No, listen, it wasn't always... See, if I didn't erase my notes...
What's going on?
My party thought was, walking on escalators makes you live longer.
Why?
Is it too late now to start over? Yes, right?
Why is walking on escalators...
First, because you're burning extra calories.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that you live longer.
It leads...
Why?
You're healthier, so you have a less chance of dying from...
What, you're making a blanket statement that burning calories equals living longer.
Yes.
Why?
Because...
How do you have that data?
Because people who are not active die sooner.
Yeah, but they could be active in other ways. They're just not active on
the
escalator.
How are people who are not active active? Tell me that.
Maybe people who are on the escalator... Just came from a huge workout, and they don't feel like walking up the thing.
So maybe some contrived situation, comma. Okay, and also the second one is...
Okay.
This is the one that's more arguable, like, on your side. If you get places... You just get there, like, seconds faster, so you have this extra time. So it's, like, living longer.
That's true. I won't argue with that.
But that's the one that makes less sense. Good night, everybody.
So long.
Have a good Easter.
Wait, I do have a parting thought.
Okay, sudden parting thought.
So my sudden parting thought is that if you get angry, think a few seconds before you let it out, before you like...
Listen, you...
Yeah.
Okay.
Because...
I understand now.
It's a big difference between when...
How many
when
seconds?
You react...
What's the minimum number of seconds?
10 seconds.
That's a lot of seconds.
Yeah. It's a big difference when you react immediately when you're upset and to give it a few seconds and think of the other person's position and think of the other person's, you know, where they're coming from.
So if it's missionary...
Yeah. Give it a few seconds. Good night, everybody!